And I'm like, oh gosh, I'm busy again. You know? It's also like, you know, you get stuck with Jodan too.
Oh yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, I know exactly.
And I'm like, that's not on my
okay. Yeah. I'd like to call us back into order. Could you do a roll call, please?
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts. Congresswoman Redcorn.
Here.
Congresswoman Rebard. Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stapler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Speaker Good Fox.
Present.
Assistant Chief Walker.
Here.
Thank you. The next item on our agenda is bills and resolutions on third reading.
Madam Speaker.
ONCA 2273 is an act to amend ONCA 1439 to amend the definition of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and hold ONCA 22-73 on third reading on next day's agenda.
Second.
Motion on the floor with a second. It's a rule suspension. There's no discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed?
No.
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 Roll call, please.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Keene.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. Fails? I am the sponsor. I'll close. Does anyone wish to speak for or against ONCA 2273? Seeing none, I'll close. Thank you. ONCA 2273 is an act to amend ONCA 1439 to amend the definition of benefits and to establish an alternate effective date. There are two parts to this piece of legislation. One addresses FICA and one addresses the cash in lieu of insurance. So in 2014, we meaning Congress, voted on ONCA 1439, and it allowed for Congress members to take health insurance or take the cash so that they could either get their own insurance or they could just pocket the roughly close to $8,000 extra of what the insurance cost. I was a no vote at that time. Congressman Raymond Redcorn was a no vote at that time. I've had very, very strong opinions on the health insurance being used to just pocket the money, right? And just use Indian Health Services and not even get insurance, which is what the body at that time, that's what they meant for you to get the cash, was to actually get insurance. But that there's no requirement for any elected official to do that. So we do have individuals that elect to get the cash that just don't even get health insurance at all. And I fundamentally think that that's wrong. The employees aren't allowed to do it. And I know that I hear an argument, well, we're not employees. Well, 6 months ago, this body sat in here and said they wanted sick days. They wanted sick days and they wanted to be allowed to be remote and be able to vote and have a quorum, make a quorum, even though, yes, we're not employees. Unlike employees, elected officials actually get paid whether they're here or not. They don't have to be here for committee meetings. They don't have to be here for final votes, and they still get paid. So you're right. If you have that argument, they're not employees. They literally cannot be here and still get paid. So I was never a fan of these sick days, but it was a compromise to actually get bodies back in the seats, because the pushback at that time was to just completely go remote and stay remote. I am well aware that this bill will probably fail. And if it doesn't and it passes, I'm well aware Assistant Chief has said he's going to write the veto message. I will stand on my principle. I do not believe that elected officials should have the opportunity that no one else in the nation has, other than 14 people, to take cash on top of their salary. We have employees that make roughly $30,000 a year, and they might love to have that extra $8,000. Meanwhile, we have people that make over $100,000 a year that are able to take that extra $8,000. I just don't agree with it at all. And that's why I have put this back for a vote. If it fails, I've had members say, I'd be in favor of writing or supporting legislation that requires for you to, if you're going to take the cash, prove that you have insurance. I've had members say, I can get behind legislation that would allow for everyone in the Osage Nation, including employees, to do what we're able to do. And when I say we, 14 people, judicial apparently, is not able to do this either. So we've left out those retained judges, and we have something that just accommodates 12 members of Congress and the chief and assistant chief, and I just think it's fundamentally wrong. So this is able to fail, and my resolution for FICA is able to pass, and I'll talk more about that later. Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2273 pass?
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton? Speaker Good Fox.
Yes. The bill passes and it will be advanced to enrollment. The next bill we have before us is ONCA 2275, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the executive branch and ARPA funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Hominy Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. I am the sponsor and I will close. Does anyone else wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none. Thank you, members. I just want to thank the committee for the amount of support that our Zonzoli people have within this body and the government. Our chapel is very much appreciated. We're very thankful. I always think that Zonzoli people are very humble. And, you know, when the chapels came to our villages, we have a lot of people that just weren't able to bring loved ones home anymore. It was not an option for several different reasons. But our chapels are, while they're appreciated, they're very small. And we have had services recently where we're really packed in there. And so this money will allow for us to expand, make it a little bigger. It will pass an audit through ARPA because expansions are allowable for existing structures. And the community is excited to see, how much more room we'll be able to have. So thank you very much. And I encourage you to vote yes. The question is, shall ONCA 2275 pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. The bill passes and it will advance to enrollment. Next, we have ONCA 2281, an act to authorize and appropriate $1 million to the executive branch of ARPA funds for the expansion of the chapel in the Gray Horse Indian Village and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
Madam Speaker, I'll close.
Thank you. Do any other members wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Good morning, everyone. I could echo every word that Speaker Good Fox spoke regarding the Hominy Indian Village Chapel. At the Gray Horse, we're in very much the same situation. In fact, we had a beloved member of the Gray Horse District pass. The funeral was held on Sunday, and there were folks that had to stand outside and were not able to go in to the funeral because it simply isn't large enough. I thank you for considering this legislation, and I'm asking for you to vote yes so that we can expand the chapel at Gray Horse in the village. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2281 pass?
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
No opposed. Passes. Congressman Tillman and Assistant Principal Chief Walker have brought to my attention that we skipped the alternate effective date for the two previous bills. So without objection, all of those in favor of the alternate effective date for ONCA 2273 signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, it passes. And all of those in favor of the alternate effective date of ONCA 2275 signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. And the alternate effective date passes for ONCA 2275 and 2273. My apologies. All right. Now we are moving on to ONCA 2282, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $2,811,473 to the Pawhuska Wheela out of ARPA funds for the continuation and completion of a new facility project and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congressman Big Horse. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, you have the floor, Congressman.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief, colleagues. Bill number ONCA 2282, for those of us that have been here for a few years, we've been working on this education project for a number of years, even before I got on Congress. And it has always been my dream that we have our own school. And this takes us another step forward in providing a solid building for all of our classes. And it will also, the way I understand it, eliminate our waiting list for our Osage children. I encourage your support. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2282 pass?
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. There is, the bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. Passes, and the bill will be advanced to enrollment. Next, we have ONCA 2298, an act to prohibit anonymous donations to candidates running for an elected office of the Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Keene. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members wishing to speak for or against ONCA 2298? Seeing none, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Speaker. I humbly ask for the support for this bill. We had a great debate in committee. I understand there was some hesitation by a few members of Congress, but at the end of the day, it provides more transparency, and I think the pros outweigh the cons. So once again, I humbly ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. The question is, shall ONCA 2298 pass?
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. Thank you. The bill passes and it will be advanced to enrollment. Next, we have ONCA 2299, an act to authorize and appropriate the amount of $40,679,250 to the Tribal Broadband Connectivity Program from Telecommunications and Information administration funds for broadband and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Big Horse is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Do any other members wish to speak for or against ONCA 2299? Seeing none, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Assistant Chief and colleagues, this is a bill that I have been watching for over a decade, attending the National Congress of American Indians and the broadband connectivity in Indian country has been subpar, to say the least, since the inception of the internet. And this is a very, very competitive grant to go after. And I am very surprised that we were able to acquire $40.6 million. And we had a presentation of the staff that are working on it. And I just urge your support for this kind of funds. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 2299 pass?
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox.
Yes. The bill passes and it will be advanced to enrollment. There is also an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. No opposed. The alternate effective date passes. Next, we have ONCA 22-104, an act to provide an appropriation to the Gray Horse Village Committee Fund in the amount of $125,000 for fiscal year 2023. And to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close, Speaker.
Thank you. Are there any other members wishing to speak for or against? Seeing none, you have the floor, Congresswoman.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Colleagues, this is the yearly appropriation to the Gray Horse Village Committee to maintain our beautiful buildings that we're so proud of. So I urge you to vote for this act. Thank you.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 22-104 pass?
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. The bill passes and it will be advanced to enrollment. There is also an alternate effective date. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No opposed. The alternate effective date passes. Next, we have ONCA 22-106, an act to provide an appropriation to the Hominy and Pawhuska Village Committee funds in the amount of $406,720 for fiscal year 2023 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Do any other members wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you. The question is, shall ONCA 22-106 pass?
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Speaker Good Fox?
Yes. The bill passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 No opposed. The alternate effective date passes, and this bill will be advanced to enrollment. The next item on the agenda is ONCR 22-06, a resolution to authorize the principal chief of the Osage Nation to enter into and execute a tribal council member agreement with the U.S. Social Security Administration to allow the Osage Nation to extend Social Security and Medicare coverage to the members of the Osage Nation Congress. I am the sponsor, and I will close. Are there any members that wish to speak for or against ONCR 22-06? Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I am here today to speak against ONCA 2206. We hear a lot at these tables about unfunded liabilities, how we are not willing under any circumstances to move forward with unfunded liabilities. I'm going to read a report from the Social Security and Medicare Board of Trustees, federally appointed officials charged with looking after the trust funds for Social Security. The projections presented in their annual report include their best estimates. At this time, there's no consensus on how COVID-19 has wholeheartedly impacted their trust fund sovereignty or solvability. But based on their best estimates, the 2022 report says that the Old Age and Survivor Insurance Trust Fund, worth billions of dollars, which pays retirement benefits to survivors, at best is able to pay timely until the year 2034. It's an unfunded liability. The Disability Insurance Trust Fund is expected to run out at 2057. It's an unfunded liability. Combined, which is how they measure these, they're expected to run out in 2035. It's an unfunded liability. The Hospital Insurance Trust Fund, or Medicare Part A, scheduled only to be able to pay out benefits until 2028. The Supplemental Medicare Insurance, kind of get where I'm going here. This is an unfunded liability. This is a wonderful benefit that this body has been able to provide. And I agree with some of the sentiments stated earlier regarding the health benefits that are provided to this body and to our elected officials and their executive staff. We should also state that. It's a great return on investment. It provides a sure footing for that retirement for anybody serving in these bodies. I'll agree with the sentiment in this. We should extend it to all of our employees. Put that bill forward that allows our employees to have the 7.65% match to their 401k, I'll vote for it 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. If this passes, it underscores, at least to me, the need for members in this body to understand what a return on investment is. We say on one hand, we want no part of unfunded liabilities, but if we vote for this, we're voting to participate in what they say are wholeheartedly and inadequately underfunded. I believe in Social Security. I choose to believe that it'll be there someday. I'm holding on to that promise. Maybe I shouldn't. Don't know yet. But we should offer this to our employees. I think it's a great benefit, and that's the direction we should be moving. Because we stand at this podium, we stand at this pulpit, and we say sovereignty, 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 yet we put these bills forward that run right back to the American federal government. That's exactly what this is. The American federal government passed a law to exclude tribal councils specifically. They then passed a law that said, okay, you can come. And we go running right back. I wish we could make up our minds. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other members? wish to speak for or against? Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Speaker. And I didn't speak on the last bill because I was going to wait for this one to speak about pretty much both of them. Here's the thing for me. I struggled. If you paid attention earlier, I struggled with this vote on ONCA 2273. I happen to be one of the members of this body who utilizes the cash in lieu of, and I purchase health insurance. I personally do that. I don't know about the other folks, but I'm going to tell you what I do pocket. I pocket $58 a month. That's what I pocket. I have receipts. I can, you know, provide them. So I was in a dilemma about the last piece of legislation. And then this one also, because Congressman Potts is correct. It does, to some degree, at a fundamental level, people say, well, it's not keeping, or it's not strengthening our sovereignty. We all know that that's coming, that the political climate is definitely different at the federal government level right now. And we know that sitting in these chairs and paying attention and keeping an eye on what's going on at the federal level is going to affect us. I mean, it's affected us women, that's for sure, recently. And there are several other cases at the Supreme Court that are going to be, you know, discussed, Indian child welfare. Right now, it feels like we're under attack. So I can see where you're coming from, Congressman Potts, on that particular comment. What fundamentally gets me at the end of the day and why I voted yes and why I'm going to support this legislation today, because I'm going to ask you guys to support some legislation for food codes at some point in time that's going to require mandatory, you know, regulations, whereas they're not voluntary. And that's different. That strengthens our sovereignty. But today, for me, it is unfair, fundamentally. And even though I have the ability to prove that I pay for the insurance and pocket $58, it really is a conflict of interest sometimes, because you're voting for something yourself, for your own self. And that's something we have to do, and we ask to be put in these seats, and that those are uncomfortable, difficult, great debates sometimes. And I just remember what, you know, another member of Congress told me, and you have to go sometimes with your gut and the fundamentals of right and wrong. And we could debate up back and forth all day long, but this affects some people's pocketbooks in a sense, because you're not paying into Social Security, but you are paying into another account, and the rate, not everybody else in the nation has this opportunity. And I don't really think that's fair in the big picture. So I am supporting this piece of legislation today. I'm not saying that somewhere down the road it might not change for us and we strengthen our sovereignty as an entire nation and not just a few select people that get to have this option. So thank you, Speaker Good Fox, for bringing this forth in this debate.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against? Seeing none, I'll close. Thank you, members, and those listening. In 2010, when I took my seat, I got my first paycheck and I noticed that I didn't have FICA. I noticed it quickly because I came from HR at the casino. And I said, well, I don't understand. And it was a law that the council, well, we aren't the council, we're the Congress. We're not the council. We weren't allowed to pay into FICA. The chief and assistant chief were. And I thought, wow, do we hope to have young people sitting in these seats? Because if we do, I'm not sure that they're going to want to take them just based off of the fact that they're not going to pay into FICA. So along the years, we went back and forth with the government, and it finally came to light that we now can. In the meantime, we made a retirement fund to allow for 12 people that were elected, just the Osage Congress, to pay in to their extra 401k for retirement. Now, this is something that only pertains to this body, not executive, not judicial, just this body. And it is a benefit that allows for you to have that additional 401k instead of paying into Social Security, which we're now allowed to do. It allows for you to pick and choose how your money is going to be invested. It allows for you to borrow against your money and take money out. It's a benefit. It's a perk at this point. It may have been a benefit when the ruling was you can't participate with FICA, but the minute that the federal government said you can, it became a perk that we provided to ourselves as a body and that we continue unless this resolution passes. It's a perk. I've heard people say that Social Security is going to go away for years. Years people have been saying that. I don't know if it will, but what I do know is, is anyone here? I mean, I guess I'm hearing yes, there are people here. So we think that Social Security is going to go away and we're willing to allow that for our employees, but we don't want to be in the same boat with them. Well, shame on that. I don't like that. We need to do what the other people in our nation are doing, executive and judicial, and we need to pay into FICA. That's why I introduced this resolution. Because when you're not, then the government is saying, you're not working. And for the members that got two or three other jobs where you are paying into FICA, good for you. I mean, I'm glad. But for the members that don't, and this is their only commitment, their heart is here every day, and this is the only job that they make, they should be allowed to pay into FICA. If you have other positions where you're paying, the government is saying, yes, we acknowledge you are working, you're paying into Social Security. It's a problem for the members that do not have other positions. And for me, that's also something that fundamentally I cannot get behind. So I encourage you to vote yes. Thank you. The question is, shall ONCR 22-06 pass?
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
And Speaker Goodfox?
Yes. The resolution passes, and it will be advanced to enrollment. The next item on our agenda is motions and notices. Congresswoman Lemon.
I do apologize. Yes, ma'am. There's a Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee today from 1 p.m. until 5 p.m. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you. Next item on our agenda is adjournment.
Motion to adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Thank you. We are adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow.